Blog Talk Radio.
I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Heard you popping that shit. You ain't popping, little nigga, you ain't turned up at all. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Don't know no scamming dealers, hitters, my nigga. Yeah, I'm talking Kermit the Frog. I'm with my dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. We ain't talking to ops, we ain't taking no deals, nigga. We don't fuck with the law. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. If I let off a leash, then my dog gon' go head up and hunt up a feast. How to see niggas not put they man on? How to see bitches put child support on? How to see niggas with lot of money, not even know what they be doing? Just be that flow that be wake up and snoring. Fuck on this bitch and I'm gone in the morning. Got these deposits I'm counting this morning. Label meetings and they talking about torn. Might do the big body, might do the torn. Ringing the alarms while these little niggas snoring. Fendi, New Celine, might do the lawn. His car a citizen, claim it's a foreign. His bitch be digging me, say that he born. He ain't packing like daddy be holding. I'm in the guts and I'm stabbing, I'm stroking. Shit is a movie, now keep it in motion. I'm with the dogs, yeah. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Heard you popping that shit. You ain't popping, little nigga, you ain't turned up at all. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Don't know no scamming dealers, hitters, my nigga. Yeah, I'm talking Kermit the Frog. I'm with my dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. We ain't talking to ops, we ain't taking no deals, nigga. We don't fuck with the law. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. If I let off a leash, then my dog gon' go head up and hunt up a fence. Yeah. Don't fuck with these niggas, cause niggas be funny. They rather get bitches, I'd rather get money. I hear them talking like they actually bout it. Feel like P, yeah, nigga, I'm bout it. Big racks, big straps, new plaques. Yo batch, new weed, good batch. New deal, new coupe, fish scale. Bobby whirl, ride around on that big wheel. New ice, new drip, big chill. I hear them talking, I'm a big deal. No baby milk, but I'm in for milk. Slow down, little nigga, cause shit here could get ill. I drill all that noise, I be moving with poise. Mop sticks, rock sticks, chopsticks. I hear them talking like they hot shit. Slow down, dusty nigga, you niggas not it. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Heard you popping that shit. You ain't poppin', little nigga, you ain't turned up at all. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Don't know no scamming dealers, hitters, my nigga. Yeah, I'm talking Kermit the Frog. I'm with my dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. We ain't talking to ops, we ain't taking no deals, nigga. We don't fuck with the law. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. If I let off a leash, then my dog gon' go head up and hunt up a feast.
Yeah, no, really.
Hey. Hey, it's the way your game, it's the way your hope, yeah. Bitches, I lie a Glock, but you already know. Kick a hoe, kick a dope, put the ass on the floor. Smoking bad woods with my dick in her throat. Yeah, she like it, she love it, I call her the GOAT. I'm from the country, they throwing no hoes in the middle of the street, throwing no seats, so sliding the truck and that bitch lift it up. Can't fuck with these bitches, all I see is hoes, gang. And we blowing our smoke. From the ops on the ops, yeah, you know how it go. You see dark switch the flow. Gotta switch on the seat when it dark, yeah, it glow. See my name getting long. Call me Hank, cause I'm moving propane through these hoes. You know I keep a pole. And that bitch is too long, need a pick in your nose. You know I'm staying low. But in all of the parties, I love to get blowed. She wanna fuck on a nigga for show. Hitting no guts, watch I talk to a pro. Up on a hill, making plan with my bros. Won't cross on my nigga, we slide. No go, show your ass out with me, I'ma rip out your throat. I turn to a pill, cause that self is a no. Put a bag on the bitch head. She wanna roll with the king, need some good head. She wanna smoke just like me, need some good meds. Look in my eyes, you see that bitch red. Nigga get cooked, cause he mad that it point dead. Dreadhead, the best thing you heard with the gossip. I need my money right now on my fucking bread. I'ma keep spending it till you dead. On game, on game. See niggas wanna play and they die. Seen send his ass up to the sky. See, I got the power like I Goku on fly. I'm smoking niggas, it's the power. All niggas be thinking they smart, bitch, you dumb as fuck. You ain't got guns, shit, bet we can knuckle up. Hey. Bitch is all I got, but you already know. Kick a hoe, kick a dope, put their ass on the floor. Smoking bad woods with my dick in her throat. Yeah, she like it, she love it, I call her the goat. I'm from the country, they throwing up hoes in the middle of the street, throwing up 6-0. Sliding the truck and that bitch lifted up. Can't fuck with these bitches, all I see is bitches all I got, but you already know. Kick a hoe, kick a dope, put their ass on the floor. Smoking bad woods with my dick in her throat. Yeah, she like it, she love it, I call her the goat. I'm from the country, they throwing up hoes in the middle of the street, throwing up 6-0. Slide in the truck and that bitch lifted up. Can't fuck with these bitches, all I see is bitches all I got, but you already know. Kick a hoe, kick a dope, put their ass on the floor. Smoking bad woods with my dick in her throat. Yeah, she like it, she love it, I call her the goat. I'm from the country, they throwing up hoes in the middle of the street, throwing up 6-0. Slide in the truck and that bitch lifted up. Can't fuck with these bitches, all I see is hoes, gang.
Gang, 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 gang. It's the Humble Gang Entertainment Podcast. If you know me, you know Dre always got something going on. Always got something new. Always putting his hands in everything. So on this Thursday, I'm introducing you guys to or possibly a dynasty, not just a podcast. In my vision, this is a dynasty. The first thing I'm going to say is this. I'm 46 years old, and I've been around a long time. I have a lot of friends, a lot of associates, a lot of people come in and out of my life. And so basically I have experience when it comes to meeting people. But I have to say, since about 2000, I would say, video games have kind of changed from being kids entertainment to all people entertainment. And if you read my book, The Andre Williams Story, on Amazon.com, available right now, you'll see as I was growing up, I got chat lines. It's always called chat lines and party lines. You know, talk to different people and things like that, you know? So to bring you back to 2000, as far as PlayStation, Xbox, and things like that, there's a little community that you have nowadays in video games. And you end up playing games with people and end up meeting people and talking to people from all states of the world, from different states and countries. And sometimes you end up building a bond with people. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's hard to explain that because, you know, you walk down the street every day and you see thousands of people. And not everyone you can talk to or everyone you should relate to. The same thing as far as the video game world. You hear a thousand people, but it's only certain people that really connect with you and your vibe. You know what I'm saying? And lucky for me, I found my first guest, my first co-host. Y'all know him, B. Miller. D'Angelo. I met him like over five years ago, something like that, and we became brothers. As y'all know, he used to be on the Monday Night Show with me. So and also I met another brother recently, called HB, K C 3s. We be playing 2K basketball, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, all y'all know this podcasting thing is my thing. This is what I do. And, you know, I brought it to his attention about it, and he accepted. So tonight, you're going to see how it goes. He's also got his brother. Y'all seen the flyer. Man, you know, people gotta stick together, man. If you want something, you got dreams. If people believe in your dream, you gotta cherish those people, man. So at this time, I'm bringing, first I'm bringing V Miller. What's going on, fam?
What's going on, fam? What you know good, man?
I'm trolling, man. Trolling. This time, you know, make something out of nothing. You know how I always do.
Oh, man, I can feel that.
All right, and now I'm going to bring in Howard and his brother, Devin.
Hey, first of all, shout out to my man Ford. We call him Ford. He go by Andre. That's my man. I appreciate you bringing us on. Shout out to B Murder. Nice to meet you, bro. Appreciate
hey,
you
man,
allowing us to come
you.
On as well.
Oh, man, bless you, man. Appreciate y'all boys being here, man.
Man, no problem, man. We support our brother.
That's it, man.
Yep.
So, man, let's start with this. Since we all just meet each other, we're going to take a second to everyone introduce themselves, where they're from or what they're about. Demilia, you go first.
Say it again, Dre. I ain't here.
Oh, you're going to introduce yourself. Okay, you're going to introduce yourself. Tell everybody who are you, where you from, what you're about.
Oh, man. I'm a nobody, man. I'm a nobody just floating out there in this world trying to be somebody, man. You know, I come from Georgia, pretty much. That about the whole makeup on me, man. You know, I ain't got a lot of makeup on, man.
Okay.
You gotta try to make a dollar out of the 50 cents they gave me.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
Okay.
All right, HB. What's up?
What's up, everybody? It's your boy HB. Go by Howard, but they call me HB or Scoop Out the Don. That's my stage name. I'm just a young man trying to learn wisdom. That's all I am. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. Very humble, and hey, I accept people in all walks of life.
Oh, see, that's it.
There you go. All right, last but not least.
All right, what's up with y'all people, man? My name is Devon. I go by Izzy. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. You know, they call it Murderland out here, you feel me? Now I'm just here supporting my brothers and just trying to make it in life.
Yeah. That's how you do it, so. Baltimore. Let's talk about Baltimore real quick. Growing up out there, man, like, how would you say the lifestyle is out there?
Well, on my behalf, because me and my brother, we lived together for some time, but we also lived on different parts of the city at one point. So growing up, you know, Baltimore has its good, its bad, you know, crime, the struggle was real. You know, back then, chips used to be 25 cents. You can get about 4 bags of something for a dollar. Life was good. You used to run to the street lights, came on, play tag and all that. But then as the economy changed, crime rose up, and, you know, a lot of things in the economy started changing. You know, the houses started getting vacant. People started moving in and out of the city. So, you know, it was challenging. And it was a struggle, but it was also a blessing. It was also a blessing because
right.
As a man in this city, you learn how to make it by depending on other men that you could trust.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, I get it out of the mud.
Right. So, what would you say, Paul, the downward drop? You say the drugs or the games, or what would you say?
Well, we had our share of gang activity here in Baltimore. Everybody know that. The gangs played a role in it, but also it was the drugs. A lot of people got strung out on drugs. And, you know, some people turned to different ways to cope, whether it was selling to make a living, you feel me? Or
right.
Like myself and my brother, we all grew up and we got into gaming and music and you know, finding ways to cope with what was going on around us.
Right.
I mean, like, that play a part of it and all everything, but meeting the wrong people really give people the wrong negativity, give them the wrong vibe and stuff, too. That play a part of hanging around the wrong
right.
crowds.
Right. So, Murder, ATL,
mm-hmm.
in the 90s, right? In the 90s, ATL, Arena, how was it out there?
Man, to be real with you, man, I tell everybody, man, the KKK originated in Stone Mountain, Georgia, man. You know, of course, it got traction from other states, but it started in Stone Mountain. So, you know, the 90s was still, that era was still there. You know, of course, everything was trying to change at the same time. You know, some places not going to change unless people make it change, you know what I mean? So, man, the 90s, you know, it's the same pretty much, the crack epidemic, you know what I mean? That, I think when I was born, I think Bush daddy was just getting out of office. So, you know, it was still, like I said, even with that going on, it was just a lot of racism, man. It's bad still down there, you know what I mean? So, you know, you got to still be on your P's and Q's, but, you know, overall, the racism, man, that was a big thing. Even with, you know, with the drugs and everything, that was, like you said, another way to cope from what was going on. But, you know, sometimes the bad that happens for the good is always bad, you know what I mean? You find a way to try to cope with it. And then, you know, you're looking at it in other parts of the world, seeing how, I said, be more like, okay, Baltimore. Not, when the slaves used to get free, they used to go. That's where they used to go. They used to go, you know, in the Northeast. You know what I mean? They used
that's
to fact. break free from down there. But, you know, they didn't really start migrating to, like, the Northwest until a little bit after that. But, you know, that was something that we had to deal with. And even still dealing with it today, they still call you a boy. They still got signs that say no niggas allowed. You know, you still got that ignorant era still, you know, so. The 90s, yeah, it was bad. It was good, and it was bad. You know, I think a lot of the stuff that we are grateful for today is because of what we went through then, you know what I mean? It's like being on the game before the internet and stuff came out, you know what I mean? It was just you and whoever you had to play with, you know what I mean? That was it. But, you know, that was something, you know, to kind of take your mind off what was going on around you and, you know, trying to cope with it. So, yeah, 90s, man, Georgia, oh, bad business. Bad business.
So, for me, man, growing up in Harrison, New Jersey, the home of Freddie Rock, a day is all you say. I mean, Harrison is a typical place where you is family-oriented. You know what I mean? I was from the project, and when people hear the word project, the first thing they think about is poor people and things like that. But to keep it honestly, I'm trying to have a better life in the project than I did outside of the project. Because, you know, once you live in an environment like that, you become family, you know? Like, even now, when I see people from back then, I see him now. Hey, man, you from the project, right? Yeah, I remember you. You know, it used to be a family, you know? But, you know, drugs and games and violence, they changed all that, you know?
Oh, that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. So thank you guys. I want to thank y'all for being here. You know what I'm saying? I see this podcast really going somewhere. You have four different personalities. Anything you can bring to the show is welcome. I thank you for your time, you know, and things like that, man. Basically, this is your platform. You know what I mean? Like, it's it, man, you know?
Hey, Dre, I look forward to working with y'all, man. I know y'all have a whole bunch of ideas. We're going to turn them little sparks into flames and then them flames to a fire. We're going to have this platform. We're going to have it live, man. All different backgrounds, all different opinions, man.
Yeah. But see, that's how you grow, man. If everybody thought the same way, man, everybody be doing the same thing. Everybody be going up the street on one side, everybody be coming down on the same side. Everybody stick to the old round ball. Nobody wanted to make a flat ball or an oval ball. Basketball would probably be the only sport if everybody thought the same. But you know, that's what made the world go around, that kind of thing, them different personalities, them different thoughts. You know, sometimes it do take an outside or unorthodox way of thinking to make things happen. You know what I mean? So, yeah, for sure. Like I said, I appreciate y'all boys coming down, coming on the show today, man. That's a lot of love and respect for that, man, for sure.
Yeah, right. We appreciate y'all for having us, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, so look, if you're on the phone. Right. So if you're on the phone line or you're on the link, I want to thank you for joining us. As I said, it's the Humble Game Podcast. You know the number 563-999-3718. Call in, give your shout out. You want to hear a certain song. You know, just call in, yeah? We'll be right back after this.
Thanks.
You pressure, babe. She like the finer things. You pressure, babe. You pressure. You pressure, babe. She's like a diamond man. She like the finer things. She like the finer things. Foreign bitch from where she ride. Damn, I love the way I feel inside. All she wanna do is go shot. I fuck with her cause she ain't toxic. And I know that shit. But she feeling on me like a fuck. And I love that shit. Foreign bitch from where she ride. Damn, I love the way I feel inside. All she wanna do is go shot. You pressure, babe. And I love that shit. Fucking that bitch on the regular. She not a regular. I give her ride like the wrestler. I turn her on, it's electrical. She riding the dick with no hands like a Tesla. I'm never pressing her. When these niggas be texting her, I just be flexing and sexing her. Look at my wrist, I got time today. But today, like my rolling face. I'm about to surf in that pussy, just watch how I ride the wave. You pressure, ooh girl, you just some pressure. Baby, you a trophy, should put you on a dresser. Super, thick, ooh you, lit. Stomach, flat, super, thick. You pressure like when I'm smoking. You the baddest bitch and you know it. You pressure, babe. She's like a diamond man. She like the finer things. She like the finer things. Foreign bitch from where she ride. Damn, I love the way I feel inside. All she wanna do is go shot. Fuck with her cause she ain't toxic. And I know that shit. But she feeling on me like a fuck. And I love that shit. Foreign bitch from where she ride. Damn, I love the way I feel inside. All she wanna do is go shot. You pressure, babe. And I love that shit.
I'm pressure. Hop on that shit, get electric.
Yeah.
Ride on that shit like a Tesla,
yeah.
No hands.
Yeah.
Hope you can handle this pressure, baby. Five-star, everything big. Balenciaga bag with the heels. Tail, I ain't never miss a meal. All this ass got a minute feels. Four-seater, floor-seater. Pressure, I ain't pressed over shit.
Yeah.
Two-seater, foreign visa. I be overseas with the drip. Chanel frame, please on the hip. Pop shit, clean off the lip. Spicy little mama getting rich. Turn a straight nigga to sell. I'm pressure, baby. And you know you special, baby. I'm pressure like what he smoking on. I'm the baddest bitch, can't put me wrong. I'm pressure, baby. Drive him extra crazy.
And I love that shit.
Other bitches, yeah, he dug that shit. Charlie, baby, I'm the one, that shit.
You pressure, babe. She's like a diamond man. She like the finest things. She like the finest things. foreign bitch from where she riding. Damn, I love the way I'm feeling excited. All she wanna do is come shot. I fuck with her cause she ain't toxic. And I know that shit. Pussy feeling on me like a fuck. And I love that shit. Foreign bitch from where she riding. Damn, I love the way I'm feeling excited. All she wanna do is go shot. You pressure, bitch. And I love that shit. You pressure, bitch. She suck your time at me. She like the finest thing. She like the finest thing. Foreign bitch from where she riding. Damn, I love the way I'm feeling excited. All she wanna do is go shot. I fuck with her cause she ain't toxic. And I know that shit. Pussy feeling on me like a fuck. And I love that shit. Foreign bitch from where she riding. Damn, I love the way I'm feeling excited. All she wanna do is go shot. You pressure, bitch. And I love that shit.
Yeah, we are back. That's extra. So, man, the holidays is over with. Christmas is gone. New Year's is gone. The next thing we got coming up now is Valentine's Day. So, how was y'all Christmas and New Year's? What y'all doing?
I spent time with my family. I went to go see my mother. You know, she ain't doing too good. So I had to, you know, bless her for the holidays, come see us, you know, give her a little present. Everybody went to go see it to relax and everything. Stayed up there until almost the next day. It made her feel real good. Made me happy.
Right. God bless her, man.
Hey, look here, everybody, man. Only thing I did, you feel me? I made sure my kids was good for the holidays. Christmas, they went crazy. You know, I worked hard, blew the whole chapter with them and my wife, and just, you know, made sure they was good. Brought in the new year on a new note, made a bunch of new resolutions, blast some music, got a little drunk. You know, y'all know how it is.
What's that revolution, though?
to grind a lot harder than I did last year, man. Because, hey, you're
know
grinding,
that's right.
But the only way you go from here is up.
Man,
I took it a one of them slow days, man, make sure I made it to the next day, man. You know how it is, especially during them holidays. Everybody trying to get up on the next person already, especially during the new year. It seems like some people just wake up and like, I'm going to try to do some slick stuff before the New Year's even get here. And you gotta just, I'm just trying to make it through the next day, bro. I ain't lying, man.
I heard that, man.
Some people actually got killed in Utah. I think it was like nine people, maybe. It was five kids. They killed kids or something like that, knowing, like, right around this time. So this was like a couple of days ago, but they killed five kids, and I'm like, yeah. I was telling Dre, matter of fact, a lot of that stuff that be happening like that, it be happening in little small towns. It don't really happen. You get something every now and then. It's like Baltimore. You know, you might catch something in, you know, Baltimore, but you go out to like the little small cities around, like just say with like 1,400 people. That's where mainly most of all the crazy stuff be happening. And that's why we are in Dakota. So, you know, you got to really watch out if you in a little small town, man, because they can sew it up. They don't take much to really, you know, lock a city up when you only got 1,200 people, you know. I think that's where it happened at. I think it was like the population was like maybe 800 people. I don't know why. They're still doing an investigation, but that's what I'm saying. Like, every day, man, you got to make sure you appreciate it, try to take that good energy into the next day or whatever going on around you. You know, you try to make sure it stay that good energy. So that's all I was doing this for the Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, all this good stuff. Just try to keep that positive energy, man, that positive.
Yeah, sure. I can resonate, bro.
I can relate.
It goes down in Baltimore, man. It goes down.
Man, he telling y'all facts. Especially during the holidays, that's when they get real crazy.
Oh, you see that what I'm saying? Yeah, see that what I'm saying? You think about it.
Man, they can clean the markets out. They you know, in Baltimore, I'm just letting all our viewers know, in Baltimore, man, they still buying toilet paper like it's some kind of mass pandemic still going on. You won't find no toilet paper down here.
Man, let me tell you, man, I'm from the hood. Andrea, I'm from the real hood, man. Like, hey, it ain't never toilet tissue shortage ever, bro. If there's any time a Walmart is by you, man, go in that bathroom, man, go unrolling. Whoa, please, never.
The free toilet tissue at Walmart. I forgot.
That's like I do. You got to go to a regular your corner store bathroom, go in there and get the unraveling, man. If it's that bad, you know what I mean? Man, please. Hey man, don't go do it and then blame it on me, man. Murder ain't tell you to do nothing. The dude told me that it was all right. Nah, then.
Educational purposes only.
But for real, yeah.
They throw a rock on the tissue over here. They put the sand. It's a rock on it, bro.
You can lock it all you want to, but I can unravel as many squares as I want to. I'll walk out there looking like a mattress, bro. Shoot, hey, please.
What is that for the toilet paper? Man, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody had a stuffed shirt for the toilet paper, man. You could lock the rolls up and rolls them. Yep.
When you hurting, bro, it kicks in. You will see how creative you are then. You're like, you know what? I can't tear this toilet tissue in two. Man, split that thing. If you got a 2-ply, pull that thing apart. You got your 2 sets of toilet tissue. Just be careful. That's all I'm saying. Your hand might be a little. For real, man.
I'm about to have to move up the bathroom like they got MC Hammer pants on.
I'm talking about for real, bro. You was not lying. Everybody should start seeing their toilet tissue go low. I shouldn't even told my secret, man. That's the ancient Chinese secret.
Because now, if you work at any warehouse, Amazon, Home Depot, man, and your feet be killing you, go in the bathroom, man, unravel a couple pieces of toilet tissue, stuff it in your shoes, man. You be walking over
there. Who you telling? Who you telling, man? My daughter was born, I had to use her Pampers, man. I used to stand on my feet all day at work. My feet hurt so bad. I used to take her Pampers and put them in the bottom of my shoe.
I ain't never get that one before.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. It's been bad business for me for a couple years at 1 second. You know what I mean? So you have to be creative, man. You'll be surprised how creative you get when you down to your last $2, man. Getting a whole free meal. I'm going to get samples from everywhere. How many would I get over here?
You ain't lying.
Go to Walmart. If you really hungry and you just down to the left, go to Walmart and get them samples.
They're passing out samples almost every night at Walmart. Hey, you want to try this? I sure do. I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm saying they giving it to you. You got to just use the game plan, man. Some people be embarrassed to use that game plan. That's people that ain't never been down to their last, though. They think everything is all good and gravy. In reality, no, it ain't.
For real, you know, you ain't got nothing in the house. You get some water, put some sugar in there.
Yep.
You need to pull up
call
the
top. Sugar water.
What one of y'all had? Your biggest hack that you use? What was your biggest hack that you used today that you used when you was broke, but it was such a good idea, you still use it to this day?
That's a good one.
Okay, I got it. Boil some noodles and just put cheese and water on it. Cheese, water, salt, and pepper. No milk.
I can dig it.
But the egg noodles, that being a bag, those noodles, And just put regular cheese in it with salt and pepper. Yep.
I can dig it. Especially nice and hot. Oh,
shit.
Man. You probably be losing your mind over that.
Yep. You're all crazy.
Hey, man. I think I sugar water.
The sugar water been really nice. I was so cold one time I tried to make some flour pancakes. I don't know if you ever tried to eat a flour pancake, bro. It's impossible.
A flour pancake.
A flour, just straight flour. Don't use no egg, no milk, no butter, no nothing. Just flour. And watch how long it takes you to make one pancake. You'll never be able to do it. Because it'll be crispy and stuff on the outside, but in the middle, that thing still be good. I ain't lying, bro.
Man, look, y'all all can agree with me on this. When you ain't really had nothing in the house, you had some bread and you had some cheese with a little bit of butter in the refrigerator, grilled cheese. That's my go-to.
Already.
Hell yeah.
The grilled
cheese, man. I got the nerve to eat a grilled cheese sandwiches again.
I ain't gonna say you got me. I've been eating them from Panera Bread. I ain't gonna lie, we got like a little Panera Bread. That we got, man. The grilled cheese sandwiches I eat, them just be like $7 though, $6-$7.
Damn.
Just the grilled
$7 you can make about 40 of them. Man, you ain't getting $7. You can get like 3 loaves of bread.
You know how they tear it up, bro. Come on. You know you can always buy a whole meal for the price of whatever they charging you, man.
For sure.
It's like noodles. You know how many packs of noodles? Well, not now, but, you know, when they had the ramen noodles, let's say about 4 years ago, you can get a whole case of them things for about $3. You know what I mean? $4, something like that. But now you get one pack, now it's like... Well, I'm saying, if you went out and ate somewhere, and then you like, shit, by the price of a packer for the meal would have been the price of a whole carton of this shit. Half time, that's how it always is, though. For real.
Okay, sometimes.
I can't trust a nigga that ain't never ate a sandwich, a grilled cheese when they ain't had nothing, a little bit of sugar water or a man ain't sandwich. But I can't trust you, bro.
But they don't know about no mayonnaise sandwiches.
Man,
ketchup sandwiches. If y'all want to talk about the soulful mayonnaise sandwiches, syrup sandwiches, grilled cheese,
syrup sandwiches all the time.
Oh, this ready to say I say. Oh, this ready to say a syrup sandwich.
I can't trust you if you don't know what syrup sandwich is, man. It's like a nigga with no mustache. You can't really trust a nigga that ain't got no mustache or some kind of facial hair. You got to have some kind of facial hair. If you talk about you stared at nine and you ain't, nah, bro, I can't trust you, bro. I can't trust you. You get some mustache and shit. I ain't lying.
It's crazy.
I went to this, me and my BM, we went to this room one time, and, I went to the vending machine. I'm trying to get something out of the vending machine. It gave me my item, but it keep me a little quarter and a nickel or whatever it was that it was going to give me for my change. So, shoot, I need my change. I'm petty for everything. But I'm like, wondering why my change ain't coming out. You know, you hit the change release and all that nothing. But I stick my hand up in the little coin slot. Whoever this was, it's a smart thing. It's a smart, dumb thing to do. So, once again, don't say I told you to do this. But whoever it was, they put some paper in the change slot thing. So, when the change come out, it don't come out. So, I move the paper. All this change started falling out from all the people that then came and put their money in the machine and then get their change. So, I'm talking about, it was so many quarters came out that thing. I had enough money to pay for my room that night. And still have some extra cash out of that thing. But people are creative.
I ain't creative, bro.
When you down your land,
all I got to play is fake.
Oh, they were eating. Hey, think about it, though. What'd you say, bro?
Look, think about it.
If you do that to like 3, maybe 4 machines. I'm talking about, bro, I got, like, real shit, no lie. I probably got every bit of $62 out of that, between $62 and $68 out of that little machine. And that's from everybody that been coming, getting changed. They might buy something, and it'd be like 50 cent might be they change, and it don't come because that paper stuck up there. Man, whoever did that, boy, they was on point. If I wasn't so petty to get my change, then I wouldn't even find out. Because I would have did the same thing everybody else did. Just like, forget it, ain't nothing. All of it ain't cool for 50 cent. You know what I mean? So, man,
it was a double-edged sword for whoever invented that, you know, because you ended up cashing out.
Oh, for sure.
I know
For sure, man. For sure. I got enough money to pay for that room that night, all the little festivities and everything. Yo, man, pay for free. I'm like, man, I was thinking about doing it. Maybe I need to do it. I should have put the paper back up there. But no.
I know what I'm going to try.
Hey, you know, back then,
I told you.
Back then, payphones was like, ain't y'all using payphones back then.
I knew the game was getting messed up when they started putting the credit card for the payphone. I knew it was getting messed up because they still got payphones. They just got it now where you just swipe your card and go. You ain't really got no cash. You ain't dealing with no cash.
I ain't seen a payphone, yes.
In Columbia, South Carolina, at the bus station, they got a whole bunch of payphones inside of there.
I was about 10 years old when I used a payphone for the first time, man. I had my quarter, man. I went to call somebody, press on the little dial tone. I was happy.
Just
sit at the payphone, talk to your little middle school girlfriend. Yeah, I'm going home when the sun goes down.
Oh, man.
You can twirl the payphone around like, yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, that's why a lot of love gone because of the cell phone.
You think about it. You have to leave and go to work, and you tell your girl you'll be back when she, you know, and when you go to work, she don't. Only thing she can do is just hope you make it back. Ain't no calling, ain't no pages. Nobody really had them like that. You know what I'm saying? Page, but at the same time, you had a chance to miss them. You know what I mean? You don't even really get a chance to miss nobody no more.
Right, because they call you 5 minutes and leave out the house. What you doing?
Instantly. You just got in the car.
I ain't seen my girl in like 2 weeks. Like, she got COVID. So I was dressing and shit, right? So I'm like, baby, you don't miss me? He's like, how? We on FaceTime. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. No, see, that's what takes from it, though. That's the good part about it, man. Back when you used to get it when you was a kid, man, when you still get Sapunani when you was a kid, it was exciting because you ain't get it every day. It wasn't something that, you know, you had to sneak and do it, first of all. So when you did, it was like, you know, something like, after you get it, once you get grown, you start doing it is what it is, then. It's like, you're getting it so often that it don't really count. It's just like the cell phone. Let me miss you for a while. You know what I mean? The only time they really, really miss you if you go to jail or something, because you can't call them. My girl,
I don't even think they'll miss you if you go to jail.
Man, my bitch told me she was going to call me back when I was in jail, bro. Like, how the fuck you going to call me back? Nah. Real shit. She forgot. We linked. It's just like that so long that she just, you know, it's one of those. When you go to jail, you can't even remember no numbers as it is because you program everything in your phone. So you like, man, I don't know a number because I just call it out the phone. You know what I mean? But that's part of love, man. That's gone, man. It won't come. That part of love won't come back.
And that's the truth, man, because we got so out of tune with the people around us from the cell phones. I bet you right now some people can only remember five numbers tops. Maybe not even five, probably like three.
Hell yeah. I'm telling you. Go to jail. And you can't remember the name.
If something happened to me today, tomorrow, sorry, everybody that's listening, I only got two numbers in my memory, my wife's number and my brother number.
That's it.
It's your number and my number, all right?
See? That's that technology, though. You know what I mean? That's technology. It's a plus, but it's a double-edged sword at the same time. You know what
right.
I mean?
And then you're raising.
Yeah.
It made a lot of people lazy because there were times when we could remember every auntie and uncle number in our family.
I can still remember my elementary school number. I'm nothing but 34, but I can remember my elementary school number to the heart.
I'm proud of you, man.
Let me call my teacher, Miss Tisha.
I'm dead. That real talk, man. Real talk, he ain't lying.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you're going to tell you still. You're going to tell you still, people, you know, remember 563-999-3718. It's your boy, Great Star. It's my man, Devin. It's my man, D-Lo. And you already know.
She moves like she care. Hips don't lie, only fans. She about to go live. Wrist slushy, flavor ice. Rich shoulders, name your price. She moves like she care. Hips don't lie, only fans. She about to go live. Wrist slushy, flavor ice. Rich shoulders, name your price. TLC crib, your bitch is free. She gon' pull up in the street. Who got the keys in my Jeep? She all the drugs pulling all on my jeans. I think she's throwing the head. I think she taking meds. I think a nigga dumber. He doing what she said. Everything you got, it came with a cost. You said something became a bore. My neck, my wrist, I got it on frost. My wallet, guacamole sore. I throw the bands while she throw it back. She got the whack, yeah, that's what's hat. Rich shooter just returning the Mac. I need a count of 100 racks. She moves like Shakira. Wait, hold on. Hips on line. Only fans, she about to go live. Wrist slushy, flavor ice. Rich shoulders, name your price. She move like Shakira. Hips don't lie. Only fans, she about to go live. Wrist slushy, flavor ice. Rich shoulders, name your price. Stacking, I'm macking, I'm flexing, I'm swagging, I'm killing these hoes and I'm body to bagging. Abracadabra, Jabali, some magic, your boys from my stones and we got automatic. Fresh out the bodies, direct, I'm a plastic, it look like a Pokemon car holographic. Us in a clip, expect the gadget, send booby tap for you silly rats. Back up, I'ma have you gushing, I'll catch up. A drug, a monkey, off the Hennessy, a different nigga, knuckle up. Gorilla glue got me stuck, Leo daddy wore bucks. He told Danny Cheese, watch him all geek for a nigga wore nuts. She moved like Shakira, wait hold on, hips don't lie. Only fans, she about to go live. Wrist slushy, flavor ice. Rich shoulders, name your price. She move like Shakira, hips don't lie. Only fans, she about to go live. Wrist slushy, flavor ice. Rich shoulders, name your price. She move like Shakira, hips don't lie. Only fans, she about to go live. Wrist slushy, flavor ice. Rich shoulders, name your price. She move like Shakira. Wait, hold on. Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist slushy, flavor ice. Rich shoulders, name your price.
Speaking of hip hop, everybody top three. top three artists right now. Only three.
Three.
Not five, three. Only three.
I'm gonna go Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
That was my top three. Lil Wayne, I'm gonna go with Montana 300. Pop Smoke.
Okay.
I'm gonna give y'all a little something. This is a little mix up for y'all. You feel me? I gotta add something for the ladies. So my first group, I'm gonna have to go with Soul for Her. Candy Rain brought me. All the women dropped their jaw. You feel me? I'm gonna have to give it to Eminem. I call him. This is open for discussion. This is my opinion, viewers. I'm letting y'all know. Eminem, I call him the GOAT. And he had a few rappers come out their mouth and say they can't stand with him on pen and paper. So I'm going to have to give it to him. And my third and last choice is Vanilla Ice. Now, that's different, and I'm going to tell y'all why. He's from that white boy flow. To Florida. He brought the white boy flow to Florida. And even though his style was a lot different from what people was used to, he still had people dancing. And if you go and look at some of his songs today, you'd be like, oh, I didn't know he was rapping like that.
It'd be like right now, like I said, M is for sure. The Joyner Lucas, somebody like they kind of Joyner Starlito. They more of a update right now. But if we talk about that we grew up on, then it'd be more of like a M or Pac still or B. It'd be maybe even like Cassidy lyrically.
Right, yeah, Cassidy.
When people say top three, it's always a top three. You got top three lyricists or top three. You know, some Uncle Luke. If you want to look at the
top three,
the mumble rapper.
Yeah, who's your just top three artists?
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like,
okay,
be the top.
So hold on, you gotta break it down to the viewers. You saying top three artists of all time, or just our top three favorites?
Get your top three favorite.
Okay, well then I stand with my three because they're my top three favorite.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. M probably be on there, of course. Wayne. Maybe it'll be a toss up between, they say, rap ain't been out that long, so when you look at it, depends on which way you look at it. You know, if you, Run DMC, they paid away for a lot of them. But as far as
are you going to turn on the phone, are you going to go play a Run DMC album?
Nah, hell no.
All
right, but that's what I'm saying. If you respect the game, then you gotta respect why it's like it is. You feel what I'm saying? I will only give it to them because without them, then this lane won't even be possible. So yeah, they may not have the best music. You know, of course you ain't gonna be fucking. You know, maybe that. You know, they got one song maybe that you might throw on or some shit like that. But it ain't nothing to the point to where like, yeah, I ride to this CD. There's too many CDs you really just put in and just let it ride. Get rich or die trying. You can put that in there. You can let that ride. One of the Carter, some of the Carter with Wayne, you can put it in there. Let it ride. Maybe like
I'm not gonna be driving my wheelchair down the street when I go to thing and walk this way, my nigga. Like,
You're right. But I would know how to ask the question.
Now,
I would know You got your three top people that paved the way for them all, and then you got your three clubs. You might have your three lyricists. You might have your three trap.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it is one of some people.
My co-host,
huh?
For my co-host and for all my viewers, I just want to say, can y'all heard my three, right? Can y'all imagine somebody, say you back in the 1990s and all that, you know, you find out somebody beat your brother, right? You go up get a few of your friends, y'all grab the boom box. Can you really imagine walking down the street and then your friends just cut on ice, baby?
I'm gonna play some Beethoven.
I might well play some Beethoven playing some Vanilla Ice. Right?
Oh, hold on, y'all calling. Hold up. One, 1-6-3-4. You on?
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, man. What's going on?
Hey, peace to all the older brothers. How you doing?
Man, all right.
Happy holidays.
What's your name? Where you from?
Happy New Year.
What's your name? Where you from?
Dick.
Okay.
Okay, we got the long horn on the bill.
What's up? You want to give a shout out?
Huh?
You want to give a shout out?
Yeah.
Or you want to say something?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah,
I know
yeah, sir.
With my phone. But hey, my name is Dr. Alameen Muhammad, and I would just like to say, man, that when I listen to music, my top three is pop. That's my one. So I pray on it. I get on it to life being on earth. And Biggie, I get see that
yeah,
one.
See, that would be in my top. Yeah, see that's top. Them top of all time though. Them top of all time. So yeah,
hey, I can respect that though, Mr. Muhammad. I can respect that a whole lot.
For sure, I can rock with that.
Do you think Biggie became the king because he died, or it's just a natural? You know what I'm saying?
They were good at the time they were. In the time. For y'all brothers,
yeah.
That's why you have different flows now. Yeah, champions on the planet. But I thank God though for the dispensation for getting to and Biggie do their thing.
Yeah,
no, for sure.
Music,
Biggie was a legend. Biggie was a legend because he was one of the best from up north. He was one of the best from if you start to name 10 up north best rappers, you're gonna run into Biggie. You're gonna run into him. And you're gonna run into him early. You ain't gonna run into him late, like at the end of the 8, 9. Nah, Biggie gonna ride because he was one of the best lyrically.
Yeah, I think he gonna make top 5 in trouble up north. That's part of it.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
From the East Coast or from the West Coast, he just had the gift. He had the gift. It don't even talk about pop. He was from the West or the East, or the South, or the North, or the West Coast. They just had the gift. We got to come together today, brother, to love each other enough to know today, brother. We got to find the gift in ourselves like they did in them days. That see, music is what they. Can I say something to y'all and y'all don't cut me off?
Yeah,
is what we know them came to find themselves. So it don't matter if they was on the East Coast, West Coast, South Coast, East Coast. It doesn't matter if you find what it's in you. You're going to be great all over the world, and that's what they are to us today, brother. That's why we keep saying these things. That's why we keep – so I in my line of order, in my line of order, if you want to ask me, when I was growing up as a youngin, in my dispensation, who were my favorites? First of all, y'all remember Top of Thorn? The good too.
My bad, big dog, you breaking up.
Yeah, y'all remember? Yeah, that's what they do to me. Y'all remember Top of Thorn? Y'all remember that?
Hey, you breaking up, brother.
Yeah, you breaking up like B2K, bro. I can't hear you, man.
but if you can, so my choices was, when I was growing up, was Top of Thorn. And then I came into Dickens Family, and then I came back into Top of Thorn. And then that's when I came into MGK. MJK. And then I came into iCast. I came into iCast. But before I came into iCast, I came into Biggie. So some of the greatest, man, they all had positive love. They had positive music. They had inspiration. Everything to give to us as a nation, as a people. So today, if you ask me what my music and trust the people want to put to give you those things, you see, I cannot give it to you. Because it's about your listening.
I'm sorry, bro, man. You still, like, it's not like you're on like a Bluetooth or you're far away, like you walking back. Like, I can't even hear what you're saying, fam.
We heard your top three, though. You got a good top three.
I heard Biggie, and he said Top of Thorn.
He said Top of Thorn.
Also, I think he had some Outkast in there. Outkast. Yeah, Outkast. Yeah. He said, them some legends right there. Every person you just named is legends.
I can respect the choices. From people, I feel it.
Well, for sure. I could ride with that. Right. I could put an Outkast. I could put a Biggie or Pac CD in and ride. Like I said, my daughters, when I ride in the car now, I gotta mute a lot of stuff because it's so blatant. It's just out there, right there in your face. Back then, they didn't have a way to hide it. You know what I mean? They was real methodical how they moved. You feel what I'm saying? But you're right. Like I said, a Pac. Right. I always throw a Pac in. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong now. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. That's all I'm saying. The kids can't be listening to that, you know what I mean, when it comes down to it. Like, it's a way, you know.
I mean, I
respect what it was at the time.
We on the top of the Biggie stuff, Pac and all that.
But after
it changed
up
there.
Yeah, after it changed up there.
Hey, y'all, I want to talk to y'all about this little topic I heard. You know, growing up, I didn't even know this. Like, I heard that Nas had pull, and I ain't talking about just no pull. I heard in the interview that I seen on YouTube, you know, Snoop Dogg was talking about it. He said that Nas had Tupac skin. And I said, what? Come on, I ain't no way Nas had Tupac skin. So Snoop Dogg told this story about Nas meeting Tupac, and Tupac was bitching him. Like, hey, he was just coming at him raw, and Nas was just humble. And Snoop Dogg said, hey, he didn't even know that Nas was rolling deep with like 30 or 40 guys. And when Nas walked away from Tupac, Snoop Dogg said, he told Tupac, hey, you know you almost fucked up, right? It's 30 guys in the back right now. I said, what?
Man, yeah. I always tell people, though, it depends on where a person was at. Because, where did it happen at?
And they said, after party, Tupac had finished performing, and Snoop Dogg was on a tour with him. And he said, young kid came up, and he introduced himself, and then Tupac just went off on him, like, hey, I don't know who you are, don't walk up to me. I ain't gonna shake your hand. And he said, Nas humbly walked away. And he said, next thing you know, he got up to use the bathroom. He looked in the next room. He saw about 30, 40 dudes went off. He was like, damn, that little brother don't play.
Nah, I was the man. Nah, I was that man. Nah, I was that man.
If you can hear me right now, that night was and that was, it was no coincidence. It was supposed to happen. That is supposed to happen. It was
I think that night it's supposed to happen when Tupac died.
Let me know. My name is
man, bro, it's nothing but love, man.
Mahomes, thank you for coming through, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming through, man. Next time you got a mic on
the
headset, it's not you on the beat or something.
You got to go, brother.
The pop and all of them. Hey, if I can get up right, and y'all can hear me.
All right, man, yo, thank you for calling, bro.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're going to have to let you go, bro. You keep breaking that fight.
And sorry about that, brother. You got a shoulder run. We sorry about that. We do apologize. But thank you so much for calling in, man. Thank you so much. Look, what you just said about that Nas situation, bro, I'm a real shit. I don't know who killed Tupac, my man. To be honest with you, I don't know, bro. I don't know who killed Tupac.
I can't remember his name. It's fire, though. It's called, Tupac Must Die. You have to watch that video, bro. If you haven't watched it, watch it. It's from the nigga who was in the car that had connection with the nigga that was in the car. He told the whole story. The reason why he called it Tupac Must Die is for that purpose, to catch people. I think people have a tendency to go and they dibble and dabble. They hear it from certain places, and that's where they hear from. Go to that. That's like hearing it almost firsthand. You know what I'm saying? And who is to say he dead? Who is to say he ain't dead? Who ain't going to say he killed him? Who, you know what I mean? A lot of stuff could be speculated, you know what I mean? But well, you're kind of hearing it from somebody that was right there. I think he did it, Malone. I want to say his last, is it something, Malone? let me look it up for you. The whole thing is, do you think he... You know, is he dead?
Nah, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying as far as, like, I know who shot him, but I'm saying, like, why? Like, cause, you know,
he's showing it through the killer's eyes. That's what he's doing. He made the whole video through the killer eyes that dude killed, that killed Pac, and it shows why he killed him and how he killed his ass. The video fire, bro. When you like certain videos,
well,
like
go
check that out. Yeah, Joyn and Luke got some fire ass visuals, bro. Like now, that's the thing that it is. Now they even say, I think DJ Drama said it a long time ago. You think the song was dope? Go check out the visuals. Go look at them visuals, bro. You gonna be like, yeah, it's gonna give you goosebumps. Like I said, that's how you know a fire ass song or a fire ass speech or anything fire. You're gonna kind of, you know, make you feel a certain type of way. You know what I mean? But check out the Tupac Must Die. I'll come out, sit there by yourself. You ain't got to have nobody talking around you, and watch the video. Then go check out his interview on it. And the shit fire, bro. The shit fire.
Yeah, you know, he had beef with Snoop Dogg. He said, Snoop was on an airplane or some shit, like, Snoop had a knife or some shit, because they had married each other over that interview. But the Snoop was like, oh, I ain't got no problem with the East Coast. You know what I mean? He said, I love Biggie. I love talking.
And oh, you're talking about when he had the butterflies and shit, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And see, that's not a way to do business. But you think about it, man. Them boys was touching money they didn't even think about touching. So the little stuff, the stuff that we wouldn't let slide now, it was the stuff they would let slide because they were just in, you know, new to it. So, man, right. I believe it. Like I said, you never know who killed them people. Every day you're going to get a hate mail. Everybody get hate mail. Everybody, basketball players, football, anyway, everybody get hate mail, bro. Some of them threats you real deal, some of them threats you bullshit. But they threats nevertheless, depends on how you take it. And so he knew the shit was going bad anyway, but he tried to do his thing, you know, with it. So, but
yeah,
who knows?
He's all gone.
It's all over. I know. Yeah. I remember when they had a Pac Autopsy out. I think it was called Rotten.com. I think it was called back in the day before they had internet.
Yeah.
In it. You know what I mean? It was just you could just catch like some fucking some news information, and then they start doing a video. But I don't think there was no videos at the time. And I remember looking at the autopsy, and then, you know, here go the conspiracy theory. Well, it's the tattoo on this side, the tattoo on that side. Here go Suge Knight's fat ass. Oh, well, he died. I don't think he died. He ain't died. Yeah, he got an interview where he's in. He did because of that. He just double jeopardized his damn self. So who knows why the man could have been Suge. He wanted to get some of the Suge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't no telling. Ain't no telling.
Yeah, definitely ain't no telling. And if you heard Eminem song Kill Shot when he was beefing with MGK, he made a joke that was real interesting to a whole lot of people.
Come on, the fuck
he
had,
said,
right?
Huh?
You talking about the one that he said when he was talking to Puffy ass?
Yeah. Yeah, when he said Puffy put the head out that got pop killed.
Yeah.
That kind of had me like, whoa, buddy.
Mind
you, Eminem, one of the GOATs who been around.
I think
he got an idea. He done seen some stuff.
Some niggas talk shit just to talk shit, but then you got people that got credentials to talk shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And got credentials to talk shit. They really do.
Imagine Tupac around 50 Cent.
A 50 Cent fucking feature.
You can imagine Dre had Pop and he had 50 Cent.
I think 50 did do a song with Pop, but you know, of course, he's old shit, so
yeah.
But it was pre-recorded. But
it was dope.
Huh?
Yeah.
Say it again, bro. I need to hear
it. I think he didn't know that.
Oh, so what, 50 Cent and Tupac?
Yeah.
And the song was called, was it The Realest? I think it was The Realest Killers. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a couple. Actually, it's like a couple. Cause you know, like I said, they said Pop used to go in the bathroom and come out with a motherfucking goddamn song. So, you know, of course, it was pre-recorded, but I think it was good if I can remember correctly. It came out. Let me see.
Oh yeah,
that shit came out. That's in 2014. Nah. I had to come out before that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Unless it's a remix.
How many songs that 50 Cent wrote? 50 Cent wrote a song for Next. He wrote a song for LL. He wrote Paradise for LL with old Shawty in it.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
He wrote Take This Money, Make This Money. Ain't no way you can. He made that for Puffy. Real shit.
Oh, and you said Puffy wanted to take me shopping.
Yeah.
I think you said Puffy wanted to take me shopping. And what? What the fuck are you saying to me?
Would you let another grown man take you shopping? That's the question. Do y'all think
that really happens in the industry? Be real. Do y'all think that happened?
Yes. Yes.
What y'all think? Y'all think that there's actual gay shit that be happening like that in the industry? From Jaguar, she was a famous writer too, and what's his name? Don't wake me. And she actually was saying, he said the same thing. He's a puppy, you got some head, puppy wants to live. So do you really think shit be happening?
And I really do think they be making people do some gay shit.
Yeah.
I think certain situations, if some gay shit arises every now and then. Maybe not everybody's situation, but I think some nigga, like YK Osiris, he looked like somebody you could kind of take advantage of. Like, no disrespect to the man. He just kind of looked like, man, one day I got guy at the Columbia Bus Depot one time. I'm trying to get some weed, trying to be fast before I get to the crib and shit. Man, I'm going from Fort Stewart, Georgia to Florence, South Carolina, and we got a layover in fucking Columbia. So I'm trying to get some weed. I ain't smoked because I was in military school. I can't smoke the whole time I'm in there. So I'm trying to be fast before I get there. My baby mama already got some weed for me and all that kind of shit, but still trying to be fast. So the dude sold me the half. It was like $30 for the half or $25 for the half or something like that. This one ounces was like $80, you know what I mean? So, shit, but when he gave it to me, I'm trying to look at it. The police, they is right there, so I get on the bus and try to look at it. And it's fake. You see what I'm saying? It's fake. I'm just thinking to myself that I wasn't mad that he got me. The only thing I was mad about was I looked around like, man, am I the simplest nigga out there? Do I look that simpy that nigga just got me out of everybody? But like, wow. Nah. Yeah, but that's just how he looked. He looked simpy, bro. He looked like that. Like, certain people, he's like, yeah, maybe took advantage of him. Might have took advantage of him. He looked like young boy. This nigga supposed to be gangster, thuggish, and this nigga wearing fingernail polish and makeup. And I like the way, like, come on, bro. Some of this shit did be weird, bro. It's weird, bro.
Yeah,
niggas go from killing niggas to wearing makeup. Like, even... I don't have to know none of y'all, but I know for a fact y'all was killing niggas talking about whacking shit every day, and that what you do, that's all you do, and then you start wearing makeup and dinner. I'm like, yeah, something happened to Buddy. He used
for
to be
real,
just a regular.
Y'all was thinking about that same thing. Something happened to Buddy, because ain't no way you talking about whacking people, and then next thing you know, you telling people in the interview makeup makes you happy. I don't get it.
Like, where that come from, bro? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You so manly and masculine, and you know, no shade for people who love to wear makeup, but you're sitting here saying that you makeup makes you feel happy, but you're talking about killing people and drugs and sex and money.
It's like being fat. You don't just wake up one day and you go from 150 pounds to 450 pounds. It just doesn't happen like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For a motherfucker just to wake up like, I'm going to paint my... Nah, something has to happen tremendous. That's the only way you can go from being 150 pounds to 450 pounds. Something had to happen tremendously to where that shit happened like that. There ain't no... I can see, like I said, if he was wearing some kind of makeup in before he, you know, did what he did, like doing shit then, you know, he just got more into it. It's like, yeah, he was like that from the thug was wearing dresses like that from the first day. It wouldn't put it past me. But for Tupac to be talking, you know, that shoot him up, you know, all this, and then just go to wear fingernail polish. Like, I don't care how many albums I sell. I'm not putting no fingernail. Well, it goes to another crowd. If the crowd don't accept me for me, then fuck that crowd. I don't need that crowd.
Right.
You know, because, like, Wayne did it. Wayne did the same thing. Nigga with Hot Boy, Red Rag, da-da-da-da. Now, nigga, fingernail polish. Nothing wrong with the piercing. If the nigga started acting, it's just out of his character. You don't go from killing niggas or even being in that lifestyle, just wearing makeup and kingdom and just thinking it's all right. Like, your hood's still going to be the same way. Nobody in your hood is going to still be wearing nail polish but you. So now you sticking out. So if you sticking out, that means you done change. The scene done change. It's you. You get to the point where you're making so much money and you can come out the door looking any fucking kind of way and you got a lot of yes men around you. If you're around some real ass niggas gonna tell you, if I came out the door with a giraffe hat, some green suspenders, a fucking tube top, and y'all niggas like, hey, that's your fire though. He got it on. It's made by Balenciaga. That's just yes man. That's yes man to the point.
All right.
Cut that shit off your fucking head. Right, the real part. And we regular niggas. We ain't got millions in it, but we regular niggas. That's what I'm saying. Though even when I make millions, I definitely not gonna give a fuck what a motherfucker say. Then I definitely gonna act like I wanna act. I'm not finna shit coat shit. But yeah, you might tone down the way you are until you get your first couple meal. And then you turn that bitch back up, but you turn it back up the way you were from the get go. It ain't like you turn it back up to a whole other motherfucker. All
right.
That's right. Man, you don't look right. You dress hard like a gangster, and you making millions. Next thing you know, they don't hear from you for like a month and a half. You come back, you wearing makeup and nail polish, talking about fucking
part.
Rock music.
That part. This shit. Oh, it's all right if you wear makeup. But you just said you were just tripping on niggas that were doing that shit just a couple months ago.
For real?
Now, honestly, bullshit. The only way I respect Thug with that shit, because he was him from the get-go. He was him. He ain't care with nobody. He ain't changed up his style because of motherfuckers.
Right.
Yeah, the nigga been like that from the get-go.
He was him all the way.
I ain't got nothing wrong. Like I said, I ain't got nothing against gay niggas, none of that shit. I ain't got nothing against them. You make good music. If you can fix a car, you can fix a car. I ain't gonna stop taking my car to nobody because they gay. If my car get fixed every time like it's supposed to be fixed, then that's who's gonna be fixing my car. So if you making good music, regardless of how you dress, what you look like, you gonna do good. You gonna make Weekend. They didn't release the Weekend image until after he made his money with Wiz Khalifa, that the two songs he did, Remember You and the other one he did. Man, nigga didn't know what the fuck the Weekend looked like. Then the nigga finally seen a video. Nigga couldn't tell if that was him type shit. Because they want to sell first and then they let the image come out after. Nigga, you would have just said, if you would have been gay from the get-go and niggas didn't, you want to talk about fucking gay niggas? It's a difference. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you say fuck the gay niggas and then you trying to be one of the niggas. Like, all right, bro. All right, man. I can't trust a nigga that can't trust theyself.
Right.
Yeah. But where did that come from? You think the nigga just woke up and said, I'm going to wear fingernail polish and makeup today?
Y'all tell me,
what do y'all think? How do you think that came about?
I don't know how you can act a certain way one day and wake up.
I think that came about. They had somebody in the air like, hey man, you like to make a bunch like shit, like a couple more mil if you know put on some makeup, some fingernails, broaden your audience. You know, you can reach out to more people if you do this. And he like, oh yeah, I do need some more money. So because some people they never satisfied with the amount of money they make. You know,
right.
So they willing to buy, they willing
yeah.
to lower their pride for that money.
If you gave a nigga $1 million today, I bet you $100 million tomorrow he gonna want $1 million and $1.
Exactly.
And then if he get $1 million and $1,
he gonna want $1 million. And that's in our DNA as a man. When we get money, we be so happy, but the very next day, even after achieving that amount of money, we be like, all right, how can I make this again? Or how can I make more?
Yep.
But see,
they got all the jokes and shit about would you suck a dick for $1 million? I tell people every time, I tell people like this, everybody has a price. Oh, man, I ain't got no price. Nigga, everybody have a price.
Everybody got a price.
Yeah, exactly. If they said, if God came to you and said, well, you know, you can suck a dick, and then all your family get to go to heaven, would you suck a dick?
I'm sorry, but this God telling me to get to heaven, man.
That's what I'm saying. That would be the average man, as much heterosexual man could be. That would be his price. His price would be his family. It wouldn't be no money. It wouldn't be just $100 million. It won't even be $1 trillion. $1 trillion, I ain't sucking no nigga shit for $1 trillion. That's out. Now, if all my family get to go to heaven, and I get to go to heaven, then, hey, I get to spend my family.
I love my family, but I ain't sucking no
dick. I'd do anything for mine. You got me fucked up.
You can't hug me?
That's what I'm saying. If it was, I'm not saying just hypothetically, if it came down to that decision, that question, that right there, now I know you can't think about nothing else. We think about just that from there. Your whole family, everybody get to go to heaven. You included.
We're gonna have to learn how to burn.
you see what I'm saying? That wouldn't be your price. Your price, it had to be something else. That'd probably be God coming to you and saying, listen, you already going to hell. The only way you can go to heaven is this. And then that would, you know, I said, nobody's going to really opt out and say, I'm going to hell. Nobody's going to opt out and say that.
Well, honestly, I would just tell God, I'd be like, God, I'm going to be in hell. Calling for your help
because
I ain't sucking no dick.
Look, that's a toxic thing to say. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, though, everybody in this moment knows they're sucking dick is going to help you, though.
Man, you ain't lying. It's like a nigga talking about what he do when he get robbed. Man, I ain't gonna let no nigga rob me. If a nigga ran up on me with a gun, I'm like, fuck that, shoot. Yeah, we say that until that decision's on the table. Until you looking at a barrel and the motherfucker about to blow your damn head off, you thinking like, damn, do I really want to go home today? Or do I want
to? I ain't. You gonna have to shoot me.
I done lived my life. If you say I got two beautiful kids, I done lived my life.
Like, but yeah, like, man, I'm in my shit. I'm gonna start doing that.
So that's something. Some niggas really have that. Like me, I ain't gonna lie. I done took so many losses to the point where I'm like, I am to that point right there. Like, fuck that, nigga. You have to shoot. If I take this loss, man, my girl gonna trip when I get to the crib. She ain't even hearing this, nigga. You gotta kill a nigga so I can have an excuse.
I'm gonna tell that nigga see. I'm coming to an agreement. Play me in 2K. If I win, I get to live.
I'm like, yo, my girl can't talk. Yeah, good, yeah, good.
Yeah. Yeah, like, why we say what we want to do until it's that time, man.
Like, why you got to be me, man?
It's a book called 23
Minutes. Why got to be my woman? Why got to be me?
It's a book called 23 Minutes of Hell.
Hey, I'll be like, I can forgive her. Why do you got to be me?
I mean, some of these niggas just booty bandits, bro. For real. Some of these niggas just like that. But real shit, I read the book 23 Minutes of Hell, and in the book, the dude died. He was only dead for like, I think he was dead for like 23 minutes, but it felt eternity in that, for his ass. But just think about it. If you went through that hell situation, if you went through it before, you know how severe it is. You know what I mean? Then it's an opportunity for you to go forever or be free, you know what I mean? Or have that kind of, you know, it's one of those things like we say what we want until we got to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got hell forever. Hell
forever. Forever. That's a nail biter. It's a nail biter. But nah, real shit though. That's how it is, man.
Okay, I won't do this for that.
Oh, you say, bro?